Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's February 12th, 2014. Day three of my interview with James Mark Maxey and his lovely wife, Pam. We'll get to Mark's ministry of music in just a moment. And we left off yesterday with Mark just about ready to answer the difference between a musician and an artist. I'll be featuring two or three of his songs today on this edition, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, off his CD, James Mark Maxey, Damascus Road Experience. And for those of you that were tuned in on Monday and Tuesday, you learned that Mark and Pam were in the studio on Saturday, and we recorded our hour and a half conversation, and I've broken that into three programs. And so we'll pick up where we left off yesterday. All 3 days are archived at greatnewsradio.org. So if you missed any of them, I invite you to stop by greatnewsradio.org, click over to our archived programs page, look for James Mark Maxey and Pam, Damascus Road Experience, and you'll see part one, part two, and part three. You'll be blessed, so don't miss out on hearing any of the three programs. And we'll get to that in just a minute, but lots to report, lots to update you on. I have some sad news and some great news. I received this email yesterday from Michael Chapin. He's the administrator of affiliate relations with the Moody Broadcasting Network, and he says, "Mark, I greet you with a saddened heart. Yesterday I was informed that Janet Parshall, host of In the Market, lost her 36-year-old son due to complications from cancer. Samuel went home to be with the Lord this past weekend. Samuel is survived by his wife Allison and their three daughters." Janet shares, "We are devastated, but we hang tightly to the truth that he is in the presence of the Lord, and we shall see him again. Please uphold the Parshall family in your prayers during the season of grieving." In the Market with Janet Parshall will be pre-recorded for the remainder of this week. Janet plans to be back in the studios on Monday, February 17th. Thank you for your understanding, grace, and peace. Those of you familiar with that program from 4 to 6 p.m. on WGNN, I'm sure appreciate her gifts, her knowledge, her insights, her communication abilities, her skills to take things that are maybe complex or overwhelming and bring a biblical view to the table and inform us on how to maybe think it through, how to share Christ's love through whatever the issue is, and to be faithful witnesses for our Lord Jesus Christ. We so appreciate Janet Parshall. And certainly I trust you'll pray up the Parshall family in the days ahead. Also yesterday, I received some exciting news from Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Their correspondence stated, "We are pleased to inform you that Good News Radio, Inc. has been enrolled as a participating organization in Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice is a charitable grant program that allows eligible members to recommend where Thrivent Financial distributes part of its charitable outreach grant funds each year. Good News Radio, Inc. will be listed in the program's searchable online catalog. This allows Thrivent Financial members direct choice dollars to your organization in a particular month. Thrivent Financial reviews the recommendation and makes an electronic contribution by the 10th of the following month. Those funds may be used to carry out religious, charitable, and educational purposes of your organization." And then it goes on to state other particulars. Basically, if you're vested with Thrivent Financial through their various retirement programs and you earn choice dollars, you can make those tax-deductible gifts to Great News Radio. So if you're a member, you probably know all about this. But when you go online and check out the catalog of options of where you want to give those monies, look for Good News Radio, Inc., and that will be a wonderful way for you to support our ministry goals to educate, edify, and evangelize all who listen. One other item, lots more to say about it in the coming days, but our Classics and Hymns Tour featuring Steve Green and Twyla Paris will also include Jan Mulder. He's a world-renowned concert pianist. Tickets will go on sale very soon, and you'll be super blessed by Jan's music ministry on the piano. Now for a quick introduction and recap of James Mark Maxey before he answers the question, what's the difference between being a musician and an artist? Well, James Mark Maxey was born on September 9, 1960. He's been playing the guitar since 1970 at the age of 10. He's been writing his own style of music to the glory of God since 1991. He combines contemporary Christian with folk rock and some southern gospel, so he has a unique blend covering a variety of genres. He and his wife Pam have been married 15 years. They attend the Church of the Nazarene in Tuscola. Mark works for Milltown, a paper converting facility. He's a city council member in Tuscola, also a lieutenant and training officer on the Tuscola Fire Department. And in his spare time, he works with kids on probation. You'll hear some of that testimony on today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Wednesday edition, along with songs I Look to You, Fiery Furnace, and we'll close out with an instrumental arrangement. Here's James Mark Maxey on the difference between a musician and an artist.
Well, you know, I've always thought I was a musician, and then when I started creating, I realized, no, I'm more than a musician, I'm an artist. Now, I may not be that good of an artist, and I may not be that good of a musician, but the difference is a musician will just come in and play and do whatever, you know, is needed, and they're a musician, and there's a lot of good ones out there. But an artist takes it up and kicks it up a notch, because what they're doing is they're actually creating. I write all my songs, you know, all the songs on Damascus Road Experience are all written by me. And, you know, an artist, man, when you're writing your own material and you're throwing it out there for people to look at and critique and give it the thumbs up or the thumbs down, you know, really, it really weighs on you sometimes, because you just wonder what people really think about it, you know. So it's a challenge, but it's a great one. I really love it. Lord's blessed me.
What I appreciate about your heart, and as I've gotten to know you, the fact that really it's all you trying to give back to the Lord. He's given you these lyrics, these hymns, these arrangements, this mindset to create for Him. And when He gave you back the guitar a little over 10 plus years ago, and you said, okay, Lord, if you're going to allow me to use these gifts, these talents for your glory, then help me. And you've been transparent and vulnerable. And like you said, when you write something and then you present it, you can feel rejected. And yet, I guess God's brought you along with Pam to encourage you along the way. And then
yes,
just
yes.
To really see it's not you being rejected. You're just called to share, to communicate, and then you leave the results up to God. And so for our listeners, let's leave the results a little up to you by you purchasing multiple copies of this CD and then sending an encouraging text or a message or an email to James Mark Maxey. You can contact him in a number of ways. One is a phone number. That's kind of an easy one. And that phone number is 217-246-5009. Maybe you want to have a special youth night and you want to have him come and present. You can take a love offering or present during a church service. I know there's a church, I think, in Bonneville or somewhere where they have you out all the time. And
Actually, it's the Broadlands Lutheran Church. Has been utilizing me a little bit to get some more of a contemporary feel into their worship. I'm actually attending the Church of Nazarene in Tuscola right now. It's my home church. You know, something I was going to tell you about, Mark, about the writing, which is kind of a neat story in itself. Back when I was 17, I thought I was going to be the rock star and stuff. You know, I tried to write back in those days, and I couldn't. I couldn't even possibly come up with even something that I wanted to write about. But when I got transformed for that second time, my coming back to Jesus, and I started putting the word in myself every single day, now all of a sudden, I had something to write about. I can't think of a better thing to write about than your faith in Jesus Christ and what He's done and will do and will continue to do in your life, you know? And it's a wonderful thing.
You know, Mark, I also know you have a special firehouse ministry, and I think you're a city council member in Tuscola. Is that true?
Yes, I'm a city council member in Tuscola, and I'm also the lieutenant and training officer on the Tuscola Fire Department as well. And, you know, it is a platform that I believe that both of those are, that I believe God has put me in, because whenever there's an opportunity to share His gospel, or whenever there's an opportunity to, like, train a new firefighter and use something out of Scripture or you know, to share your faith, the opportunities just abound. Mm-hmm. So another opportunity to use the platform that the Lord has given me with the fire department is I actually am involved in helping out with kids that are on probation that need to work off some civil service hours. The probation officer for the Douglas County will get a hold of me and send those kids to me, and I'll take them down to the firehouse, and we'll clean fire trucks and clean out the firehouse. And, of course, you can imagine all the conversation and the opportunities you have to share the Lord with young people. Yeah, it's a pretty cool opportunity.
And wasn't it during a time where you were fighting? My brother was a firefighter. Fighting fires and saving lives was his line all the time. But where you wrote a song after an experience, take us through that.
Yes, it's the last track on the album. It's one of the older tracks on the album. I've been doing this song live for several years. I actually had wrote that song when I came out of a fire. It was an attic fire that we had several years back when I was, probably only on the fire department 5 or 6 years at the time. And I'd come out of a fire, an attic fire, and going into that attic fire, I'd actually thought, man, this is kind of a hairy situation. You know, Lord, please get me through this. You know, I just said a real quick prayer and got up there and got my air regulated, went through it, mitigated the situation. Everything went great. Lord answered my prayer, got me through it. And I got home after getting all cleaned up and everything, and I went into my music room and I sat down and I had this chord progression all of a sudden just come to my head. And I sat down and I started playing that chord progression and the words just flowed out of me. And I wrote that song in less than 10 minutes. Fiery furnace.
Here it is off the Damascus Road Experience. And if you want to purchase multiple copies of this CD, you can give James Mark Maxey a call at 217-246-5009. Or you can purchase it online at
iTunes has it. You can also get it at Amazon.com. And you can also go to Facebook and get a hold of me at James Mark Maxey. That's my musician's page.
And James, you all know how to spell that. Mark, M-A-R-K, and then Maxey, M-A-X-E-Y. Or you can always go to my Facebook page. We're friends now, and you can see him under my friends link. James Mark Maxey. He lives in Tuscola, so he's one of our own. And so let's support him and encourage him. And please be mindful of praying him up as he gets to present in many different venues, as he gets to represent the Lord Jesus Christ wherever he goes, because he's a faithful follower. And thank you, Pam, for being involved in his life again. And so here's Fiery Furnace off of Damascus Road Experience.
You know I see things I want to be in. They don't compare, oh no, to the man from Galilee. Now that I know the man from Galilee, yeah, as I walk, I talk to him every day. He knows everything before I can pray. I've been running down life's road, watching fires burn out of control. Out of control. Yeah, out of control. Have you caught yourself in life's fiery furnace? Yeah, like a shadow, can be shattered, can it be in the dough? That fire just keeps burning.
Well, Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Pam, for being available for these editions of Mark and Friends. And we're going to close out with I Look to You off the James Mark Maxey Damascus Road Experience. And we appreciate you guys being available for all this time, staying in the studio. You got to see some of my dog tricks and met Esther and Holly, and it's been great just fellowshipping with you two and getting to know you better.
Well, it's been great being here, and God bless you and your ministry. You're doing a great thing, fine thing here, and we're just honored to be sitting here being interviewed by you, and hope to hear one of those songs out there on the airwaves.
And,
you know?
And Pam, thanks for being available and being used of God to not only be an encourager, but using your own gifts of support and your talents of encouragement and service and being such a wonderful help me, because I know what it's done for Mark, and so it's allowing him to flourish.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us. It's been quite humbling to be here, a little nervous, mm-hmm. but God's word needs to be put out there, and I appreciate what you're doing. It means a lot to us and to, I'm sure, to all your listeners.
So we're going to close out with I Look to You off the CD titled Damascus Road Experience by James Mark Maxey.
Got this place in my soul, longing to be whole. Lord, I sing to you, all that my heart feels is true, that your grace covers me. I look to Calvary, oh, that's where you died for me, setting me free. Indeed, I look to you. I look to you. I'm back on my knees, asking you please, reveal yourself to me, Jesus. Cause this world I must let go, all my sins you know. So I call out to you to carry me through, as I look to you.
I don't know about you, but I've been certainly encouraged by their testimony, their love story, Mark's ministry of music, Mark and Pam's heart for the Lord, and their desire to bring him glory. To get in touch with James Mark Maxey, you can call 217-246-5009, 217-246-5009.
You can purchase multiple copies of his Damascus Road Experience on iTunes, Amazon.com, or stopping by the Tate Music Group. Here's how we closed out our almost hour-and-a-half time in the studio on Saturday.
Boy, there's so much more to the story, so much more that can be shared and said. So how about just closing out with an instrumental, just playing something to soothe us into this new day, or for those that are listening to the rebroadcast in the evening, maybe to close out their evening. But I know you've written many songs. Do you have some that are just instrumental, or do you have lyrics to everything?
I have lyrics to everything. I haven't really wrote an instrumental. I'm sure I could play you something.
Okay, play us something to close out the program.
Let me see here. What? This is a new one I wrote, too. This will be on the next album, too, but I'm going to just do it instrumentally. Ready?